Freedom of Information request, I suppose, revealed that there was 54 million raised by that concrete levy, which is 5%. So that's in the enhanced effective block scheme. That's about 40% of what's currently being paid out to homeowners, that has been recouped by this levy. But the real reality of this levy is that it's not the quarries that are responsible for our homes deteriorating that is subject to this. It's the end user that is paying this 5% levy. The quarries have walked away untouched. They're still in business, they're still making money, and no one's ever been held to account. As I said, the end users are the one that's paying this, so that's your ordinary families, people that are trying to build their first homes and people going through this defective blocks crisis that are rebuilding their homes and their lives. You know, these homeowners, we have to remember, they've already lost everything, and they're being forced to pay this 5% levy, which I think is totally unjust and unfair. We have families now with the housing crisis that are trying to scrape together every single cent to try and rebuild their forever home. And they're subject to this 5% levy as well. And the quarries have got off scot-free. And I think that's very unjust and unfair.